Responsibilities. If you own a CVOR, you've got a lot of responsibilities. These can be grouped into major categories. And the first category we're going to talk about is the conduct of the driver. So if you hire a driver, you've got to make sure that one, they are qualified and correctly licensed to operate the piece of equipment that you're going to give them. You've got to monitor the safety performance, including the hours of service. So if you go outside of the 160 kilometer radius, then you're going to need an ELD. If you stay inside the 160 kilometer radius, you've still got to make sure that the drivers are abiding by the hours of service regulations. Just because the driver does not have to keep a logbook does not mean they don't have to stay within the hours of service. You've got to, when a safety issue is identified, you've got to resolve it largely through training or discipline or both. And again, you've got to document that. You've got to keep hours of service records and all of the supporting documents for those hours of service. So things like fueling and toll receipts, things like that. And you've got to, this is documented, by the way, this is right in the book. You've got to provide truck driver appropriate driver training. So there, that's the conduct for the driver. The next category would be the mechanical safety of the vehicle. So you've got to keep your vehicles in good shape, safe conditions at all time. You've got to ensure that the daily and the annual or semi-annual inspections are completed correctly and documented, of course. You've got to keep the vehicle maintenance and repair records. You've got to document all this stuff. And tracking and recording fleet kilometric travel. You've got to keep track of how many miles or kilometers these vehicles go. Other responsibilities also include cargo securement and renewing the CVOR certificate and not allowing your CVOR to expire. And you've got to notify the ministry of any CVOR changes, such as name changes, address changes, phone number changes, fleet data, so your fleet size, kilometric travel, and changes in corporate officers. All right, so that's it. If you have any questions, reach out to the safety dog. I can help you. All the best.